And after Holy Communion this morning, we pray, in the post-communion, we have drawn waters with joy from the fountains of the Savior. We beseech that his blood become for us a fountain of water, springing up unto life everlasting. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Tengo sed, the poor soul said. I am thirsty. This soul come back from purgatory, back to his old house and his family, exclaimed this, and Father Siordia, ever solicitous, ran to fetch him a glass of water. But then the soul said, No, not for water, no para agua, sino por amor. I'm not thirsty for water. I'm thirsty for love. Now, Father, as it happened, this day was praying for that soul in church. It was one of those fixed anniversaries where they pray a rosary in the village for the deceased on certain days. And down there, the family doesn't usually do it. They bid it out and they hire somebody, a beadsman or a professional prayer, to say the prayers. But Father was saying the prayers with them in church. When he got a call in his cell from the family, Father, hurry and come to the house. Something's going on. He had come back, the old grandfather, back from the dead, and he came with a message, with a plea. He was trying to speak to the family through one of the grandchildren, and it was a painful affair. The children he came to in turn, two of them were sweating and were suffering, but it didn't work until finally he settled on the third child, and then he spoke, and the family heard the grandfather's voice, but they saw only the child. And then he announced, the room was now crowded with relatives, I'm thirsty. And rejecting that cup of water, he said, I'm thirsty for love. And then he delivered a message from eternity. When I died, he said, all you did was fight. You argued over the will and over the inheritance, dinero y terreno, the money and the land. The land is a very big thing in that village in Mexico. But look, he said, I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty for your love and for you to love one another. Our Lord could not have said it better himself, and this soul must be very close to him now. But to show, that was all he had to say, really, but to show that it really was Grandpa, Abuelo, and not anyone else. This will be a consolation to you. I noticed this morning we have a lot of smokers still in church. Well, this man was a chain smoker before he died. And of all things, before he departed, through the child, he got himself a cigarette and he lit up. And he inhaled deeply, and then he announced, I'm finished here. And he went away. And that was the end of the visit from purgatory. The ways of God and the rules of the afterlife are so beyond our human ken. But surely, you and I could manage to love one another, especially in the family. This Feast of the Precious Blood, I think of this story because it echoes the dying words of the Savior, one of the seven. We meditate at our Tre Ore every Good Friday afternoon, Sitio, I thirst. Saint Therese of Lisieux was captivated by this concept of Christ's thirst, not just at his death, but throughout his life, marveling at, for example, at St. John's Gospel. We read it one of the Fridays of Lent, the story of our Lord on a Friday at noon, sitting at Jacob's well, tired and thirsty, and how he asks the Samaritan woman for something to drink. Give me to drink, he says. And the little flower wondered, the woman, Fotina was her name, they say, in the original story, was taken aback too, that a Jew would strike up a conversation with her, a Samaritan. She went to the wrong church, and she was living with the wrong husband, number five, and she was a woman, and he a man. They were not in the same family. You just didn't speak to a stranger of the opposite sex. You still don't today in the Middle East. But he was thirsty, and all bets are off. And so he broke the taboo, and he asked her for water from the well, a drink on a hot day. Therese, Sœur Therese, came to realize, as she pondered that scripture, she had plenty of time. Carmelite nuns pray for an hour every morning, an hour again in the afternoon, that the Sacred Heart was really asking for the love of this poor woman. He thirsted, Therese writes poignantly, he thirsted for love. What about you? These hot, humid, 100-degree days, these thirsty days of summer, let it be your thirst for love. Share some with the family. There are probably some in your kinsfolk and acquaintance who are wandering around dehydrated, and they don't even realize it. They're all dried out. Well, give them something to drink. Must someone come back from the dead, from the fires of purgatory, to your own family to set things straight for you and your soul? I think that our Lord let the grandfather come back because he thirsts, you see, in these souls who are being purified in the fires of purgatory, and how he rewards any charity towards them. I mean, if you were to give a mass to be offered for them, or even some short daily prayer. And then to show too that he thirsts for the love of the living, and he sees them, he sees us all dead men walking, dehydrated, all dried up, and worried, like that one family and so many at a funeral, worried about the memories and the hurts of the past, and money, and me, and my rights, and so thirsty for love. They say that if you get very thirsty, you get hungry, you eat, but it doesn't occur to you that you should be drinking, just drinking water. So too, that avaricious appetite of ours to consume things increases. And all it would take would just be a draft of some inexpensive water, the water of love. Many moderns today, this always strikes me when I overhear a conversation, sprinkle like drops of holy water the words, "I love you," all day long, usually at the close of a conversation. But one deed for love done, one word that would hurt, quashed. This is thirst-quenching love, particularly when it is prepared, when it is proven, this love, by prayer. Oh, and don't forget the water for the poor souls. Make the sign of the cross with the holy water. And sometimes they say that you could even sprinkle a little, like the door of the church, with a Requiem Aeternam, eternal rest. That relieves the poor souls. Use it. But don't save this love for the church suffering. There are plenty of suffering souls in your own family. Don't save it for church folk on Sunday, or for those whom you somehow deem worthy. Some Monday, some today, just run and fill a glass at the well. That water which will only quench that burning thirst. It's enough to satisfy a soul, come back from purgatory to the family circle. It's just a little water, just a little love. These hot summer days at home when tempers do fray, just a little love should be enough to quench the fires and to satisfy some dry, burning soul right there. In your own family, today at Mass, the water flows from out the well of the Sacred Heart. His blood drenches, like the Old Testament sacrifice, Moses, drenches the altar and pours down in rivulets from the sanctuary. It's your brother. It's your father. It is our Jesus, who dies to give you a drink, and he's dying for you to give him one in turn. Oh, if only you could manage some kind of a communion this morning, a spiritual longing, a sacramental accomplished. But don't come unless you summon up some thirst. And then you realize, I'm still thirsty. Well, so is he, the Lord. Try it at home. When you get home from church, will you remember his dying word, Sitio? Will you remember the opening word of the soul who came back from purgatory a few months ago? Tengo sed. I'm thirsty. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.